Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletier, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking into the weathermanpod.com on this Tuesday. It is the 16th day of the month of April 2024. And taking a look at the weather situation across the nation, we see that there is some snowy weather that's going to be out into the central Rockies, extending into the western plains. Snow will likely develop on the backside of a pair of cold fronts pushing through the northwest on Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday night, while the thunderstorms move further into the upper Mississippi River Valley and the Midwest. So we're going to have some fairly severe weather in those places too. Now, the snow accumulations from 6 to 12 inches are likely over the ranges of northwestern Wyoming into southern Montana, while 8 to 18 inches of isolated higher amounts are possible in the Bighorn Mountains. Showers and thunderstorms move into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast Wednesday, with a slight risk of severe storms over parts of the lower Ohio Valley. And the Mid-Atlantic states will also have that rainy weather pattern continuing into Thursday. But as of today, taking a look at the airline hubs across the nation, we see that at Atlanta and Charlotte, the weather's going to be pretty good. No problems weather-wise there. Also, Central and South Florida looking good. Dallas-Fort Worth came in at number 4, the most busiest airport in the world. And they're going to have generally fair skies, although there will be some showers and thunderstorms looming just off to their west. As for the most part, no major problems there. Even in Austin and also in Houston, looking at some pretty good conditions in those areas. Of course, the snowy weather that is going to be into the western mountains across central and western. Of course, that will also include sections of Denver. But in Four Corners, looks like most of the snowy conditions will be off to the north, central and northern Idaho, northern portions of Colorado, southern Wyoming. West Coast is looking pretty good. San Francisco, L.A., San Diego, all the way up to Portland and Seattle. The weather situation looking pretty good. No problems for the aviation hubs in those areas are getting in and out. No weather delays. They might have some equipment delays, or they might have some airport situations, but the weather is not going to be bad on the West Coast Tuesday into Tuesday night. Looking at the weather across the Northeast Corridor, it looks like fair conditions for Tuesday, but that's about it. From D.C. to the Boston area, sunny day, highs in the lower 70s, but as we head towards Wednesday, increasing chance of some showers, especially in the afternoon and evening, may even be some thunderstorms on Thursday. Most of that will be shifting off to the south, but temperatures will be on the cool side. Cool to be an east wind. The ocean is still on the cool side for this early portion of the spring season. And as we head towards later spring, the temperatures start to warm up, but your warmest waters off the eastern seaboard usually occur, of course, in September, late August and September, and then start to get a little bit lower, a little bit cooler as we head into October of the fall season. So in the meantime, a pretty good day today. Plenty of sunshine for D.C. to New York to Boston. Enjoy the day, everyone. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletier, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking in. Talk to you again tomorrow.